The following is a lecture at Vytautas the Great University, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on October 23, 2008, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Bada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunatan Vitantam Sajiva Sadaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamshcha. So, everyone wants to be happy, isn't it? Being happy is the natural state of the living being. This is confirmed in the ancient Vedic literature. Anandamayo Vyasat. The nature of the living entity is he wants to enjoy life. But the problem is in this world, there are so many things we don't enjoy doing, isn't it? Does anybody enjoy getting old? Does anybody enjoy getting sick? Does anybody enjoy dying? No, we don't enjoy these things. But yet they are forced upon us. So how does that make sense? We want to enjoy, but yet these miseries are pushed down our throats by nature. What does that tell us? If we are very thoughtful, we can understand there must be a higher nature than this nature that I can see before me. There must be a higher nature where all forms of misery are absent. So, the fact is, there is such a nature. Where all forms of misery are non-existent. And the good news is, you can learn how to enter into that nature. Under the guidance of a qualified teacher, a spiritual master. I was blessed with the good fortune of having the contact of a bona fide spiritual master. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Under that guidance of the greatest of spiritual masters,
Ir būtent tokio didžiojo dvasinio mokytojo mokymo dėka,
I learned the art of how to enter into that nature where there is no such thing as misery.
Aš išmokau būtent jo dėka, kaip patekti į tokią būseną, kuri nėra tokio dalyko kaip kančia.
And he ordered me to travel all over the world to share this science with everyone.
Ir jis man davė nurodymą keliauti po visą pasaulį ir dalinti šito mokslo su kitais.
And to not charge any money.
Ir už tai neprašyti pinigų.
I have to give it for free.
Turiu visą tai už dyką atiduoti.
Some people charge $10,000 to give a lecture.
Kai kurie žmonės gauna 10 tūkstančių atlyginimą, kad duoda paskaitą.
The knowledge that I'm distributing for free is more valuable than 10 trillion euros.
Šitas žinojimas, kurį aš duodu, tai yra daug vertingesnis už 10 trilijonų eurų.
So I'm very happy that all of you have come tonight to learn how to achieve true happiness.
Ir aš labai džiaugiuosi, kad jūs visi čia atvykote šiandien išmokti, kaip pasiekti tikrąją laimę.
I have to tell you honestly.
Turiu prisipažinti.
I'm very happy to see all of you here tonight.
Labai džiaugiuosi, matydamas jūs.
You have made me very happy by coming here tonight.
Mane labai pradžiugino atvykti.
Thank you very much.
Dėkui jums labai.
I'm going to applaud you now. So, what is the secret of how to achieve this state of unlimited, unrestricted happiness?
Taigi, kokia yra paslaptis, kaip pasiekti šitą nenutrūkstamą ir neribotą laimę?
The key is you have to know who you really are.
Paslaptis ta, kad būtina suprasti, kas iš tikrųjų esi.
In the modern day society, we are taught to think of ourselves as being the body.
Šitoj materialioj visuomenėj mes esam priversti arba išmokyti galvoti, kad esam šitie kūnai.
You know, I'm male, I'm female, I'm white, I'm black, I'm Lithuanian, I'm American, etc.
Kažkas vyras, kažkas moteris, kažkas negras, kažkas baltasis, lietuvis ir panašiai.
But the body is just a covering.
Bet kūnas yra tiesiog tik tai apdangalas.
It's not the real self.
Tai nėra tikroji esybė.
You may say, but wait a minute, is that scientific?
Galite pasakyti, bet palaukite, ar tai visa moksliška yra?
What is your proof for saying the body is not the self?
Kaip jūs galite įrodyti, kad kūnas tai nesu aš?
But I do have scientific proof.
Bet aš galiu įrodyti.
Do you know what is that scientific proof?
Ar žinot, koks tas įrodymas?
You are the scientific proof.
Jūs pats esate.
Each and every one of you, if you study your own self, you can prove to yourself that you're not your body.
Kiekvienas iš jūsų pastudijavęs save gali įrodyti sau, kad nesate šitas kūnas.
Here's how you do it.
Va taip galite padaryti.
Just consider, where is your little baby's body?
Apmąstykite, kur dabar yra jūsų, kai buvo mažas kūdikis, tas kūnas?
Everybody in this room was a little tiny baby crawling around on their hands and legs, isn't it? We were all little babies, isn't it?
Kiekvienas iš jūsų sėdinčių čia kažkada buvo mažas vaikas, ar ne?
So where is that little baby's body now?
Tai kurgi dabar tas mažo vaiko kūnas?
Did any of you crawl into the room on your hands and legs?
Ar kuris nors iš jūsų išliaužėte kambarį kaip maži vaikai?
I saw everybody was walking in on two legs, you see.
Mačiau, kad atėjote kaip saugę ant dviejų kojų.
So where is that little baby's body?
Taigi, kur tas mažas vaiko kūnas?
Where are the chemicals that made up that little baby's body?
Kur tos cheminės medžiagos, kurios seniau sudarė tą kūną vaiko?
Those chemicals are long gone.
Tos visos cheminės medžiagos jau senai dingė.
But you were here.
Bet jūs čia.
You had the little baby's body.
Turėjote mažo vaiko kūną.
And now you have the adult body.
Dabar turit suaugusio
kūną. The body is different.
Kūnas skiriasi.
But the self is the same.
Bet asmenybė ta pati.
Therefore, you are not your body.
Ir dėl to nesate kūnas.
And if you really want to get technical.
Ir jeigu jūs iš tikrųjų labai norite techniškai.
If you really want to get super scientific.
Viską super moksliškai.
The body you have right now is not the same exact body you had when you walked in the door a few minutes ago.
Kūnas, kurį dabar turite, iš tikrųjų yra jau kitas kūnas, negu tokį, kurį turėjote įeidami į šitą kambarį.
But yet you are the same.
Bet asmenybė ta pati.
So this is the proof that you are not your body.
Tai yra įrodymas, kad nesate šitas kūnas.
So, if I'm not the body, then what am I?
Taigi, jeigu aš nesu šitas kūnas, tai kas aš esu?
I have a positive sense of identity.
Aš juk turiu kažkokią pozityvę savęs suvokimo idėją.
It's not that I don't exist.
Juk nėra taip, kad manęs nėra.
If I didn't exist, then how could I ponder my existence?
Jeigu aš išvis neegzistuočiau, tai kaip aš galėčiau galvoti apie savo egzistenciją?
The fact that I can ponder my existence proves to me that I exist.
Jau vien tai, kad aš galvoju apie savo egzistenciją, įrodo, kad aš egzistuoju.
In other words, to myself, my own existence is self-evident.
Kitaip sakant, man pačiam yra natūralus įrodymas, kad aš pats egzistuoju.
And to you, your existence is self-evident.
O kiekvienam iš jūsų, tai yra natūralu, kad jūs suvokti, kad ir jūs patys egzistuojate.
Each and every one of you in this room know that you exist because you can ponder your existence.
Kiekvienas iš čia sėdinčių gali suvokti, kad jūs egzistuojate, nes jūs galite. So if you
have existence,
taigi, jeigu jūs jau egzistuojate,
and you're not the body,
ir nesat šitas kūnas,
then what are you?
Kas jūs?
What is your actual identity?
Kokia yra tikroji jūsų esybė?
And that is what a bona fide spiritual master reveals to the disciple, to the student.
Ir tai yra būtent, ką dvasinis mokytas atskleidžia mokiniui.
He takes you to the understanding of who you actually are beyond your body.
Jisai duoda suvokimą, kas jūs iš tikrųjų esate virš šito kūno.
And the good news is, when you come to that existence beyond the body, then you enter into an all-blissful, all-knowledgeable, eternal state of being.
O geros naujovės tame, kad kai jūs suvokiate, kad nesat šitas kūnas, tada jūs einate į amžiną, pilną palaimos ir žinojimo būseną.
It's only on the bodily level that you find temporality, ignorance and misery.
Tik tai kūniškam lygyje žmogus jaučia laikinumą, kančią ir nežinojimą.
When you come to the non-material identity of the self, you will find that it's eternal, it's full of knowledge and it's full of bliss.
Bet kai jūs suvokiate save kaip nematerialią esybę, tada jūs pajutate, kad esate amžinas, pilnas laimės ir žinojimo.
So how to realize that?
Taigi, kaip tai praktikoje suvokti?
Where's my water? How to realize that state?
Kaip suvokti šitai?
That's what we will discuss tonight.
Šiandien mes tai ir aptarsim.
There is an ancient scripture called the Bhagavad Gita.
Yra senovinis šventraštis vadinamas Bhagavad Gita.
That Bhagavad Gita very nicely describes about this real self.
Ir būtent ši Bhagavad Gita labai gražiai paaiškina apie šitą tikrą esybę.
I will give you the original Sanskrit.
Aš jums sanskritą pacituosiu.
Dehi nosminyata dehe komaram jovanam jara tatha dehaṃ tara praptir dirastatra namuhyati. The embodied soul, just as the embodied soul continually passes in this body,
lygiai taip pat kaip įkūnytoji siela keliauja jau šitam kūne,
from boyhood to youth to old age,
iš vaikystės į jaunystę ir į senatvę,
the soul similarly passes into another body at the time of death.
Tokiu pat būdu, po mirties, siela pereina į naują kūną.
The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change.
Ir save suvokusi siela nėra suklaidinta tokiu pokyčiu.
So, in modern science, they have come very close to understanding this self.
Ir modernus mokslas labai arti priartėjo, kad suprastų šitą tikrąją esybę.
Back in 1959, two scientists got the Nobel Prize for discovering what they call the anti-material particle. They didn't realize that they had actually discovered the self also. So that is the actual nature of the self. The self is an anti-material particle, non-destructible, indivisible, anti-material energy.
Nes tai yra sielos prigimtis, kad jinai yra nesunaikinama, amžina ir nedaloma.
The theologians call it the soul.
Teologai ją vadina siela.
And we can explain it scientifically as a particle of indivisible, indestructible, anti-material energy. It's the same concept.
O mokslininkai aiškina kaip nesunaikinama, amžina, nedaloma, antimaterialią dalelę.
So that's actually the real you. You are sitting inside your body right now as a driver. So that means this room is actually a big parking lot. We've all driven our bodies into the room. We park them here up and down the parking lanes, you see.
Let's
consider this question. Are your eyes seeing, or are you seeing through your eyes? Are your ears hearing, or are you hearing through your ears? Is your skin feeling, or are you feeling through your skin? When you eat, is your tongue tasting, or are you tasting through your tongue? And when you smell something, is your nose smelling, or are you smelling through your nose? Since we've already proven that we're not the body, therefore it has to be the second choice.
Todėl turi būti antras pasirinkimas.
I am seeing through my eyes.
Aš matau pro savo akis.
I'm hearing through my ears.
Aš girdžiu pro savo ausis.
Etc.
Ir taip toliau.
So in this way, if you understand who you actually are,
ir tokiu būdu, jeigu jūs suvokiate, kas iš tikrųjų esate,
then you've cut yourself loose from all the anxieties that are experienced by the body.
Tada jūs visiškai išsilaisvinate nuo bet kokių kančių, kurias sukelia kūnas.
Birth,
gyvimas,
death,
mirtis,
old age,
senatvė,
and disease.
Ir ligos.
So this is the basic foundation of this understanding.
Ir tai yra pirminės žinios visų šitų suvokimo.
In theory.
Teorijoje.
Now how do you make it practical? That's the question.
O klausimas dabar, kaip pritaikyti tai praktikoje?
To understand it theoretically is very nice, but how do you actually make it practical reality? So you're living in that enlightened state of consciousness at every minute.
Teoriškai tai suvokti yra labai gerai, bet kaip dabar praktiškai gyventi toj nušvitusioj sąmonėj?
How many of you, raise your hand if you've studied, if you've taken a chemistry course. Anybody who's taken chemistry? Raise your hand.
There's one.
Only one, two? Not many, three, four, okay. Now in your chemistry course, did you have a laboratory section and a lecture section?
Ir ar savo chemijos
yes.
Mokyme turite ir okay. Teoriją ir laboratoriją, taip?
So you had two sections to the course, the laboratory and the lecture.
Ir jūs turite tenai ir laboratoriją ir paskaitą.
Of course, the same thing is in biology too. They also have a biology lab.
Žinoma, ir biologijoje lygiai taip pat.
So, if you simply take the lecture and you don't go to the lab, is your knowledge complete?
Ir jeigu jūs paprasčiausiai klausot paskaitų, bet neinat į laboratoriją, ar jūsų žinojimas jau tobulas?
No, it's not.
Ne.
If you simply go to, so if you went to the lab and you didn't go to the lecture, your knowledge would also be incomplete.
Ir iš kitos pusės, jeigu jūs eisit į laboratoriją, bet nelankysit paskaitų, tai irgi bus netobulas žinios.
To become truly knowledgeable in chemistry, you have to go to the lecture and to the laboratory.
Kad iš tikrųjų įgyti gilias žinias, reikia eiti ir į paskaitas, ir į laboratoriją.
So it is simply understand theoretically that you're not your body and that you're full of bliss, that's very nice.
Ir teoriškai supras, kad nes iš tas kūnas ir esi pilnas palaimas, tai labai gerai.
But unless you can go to the laboratory and make it a practical reality, what's the use of it? It's just a flowery words.
Bet jeigu jūs nenuėjate į laboratoriją ir nepritaikote to, tai lieka paprasčiausiai gražų žodžiai.
So the bona fide spiritual master, he is the professor of spiritual enlightened knowledge.
Ir tikras dvasinis mokytas yra profesorius šitų dvasinių žinių.
He gives the student the theories.
Jis duoda mokiniui visą teoriją.
And he also shows the laboratory the way that you can practically realize the theories in your own consciousness.
Ir jis taip pat parodo savo pavyzdžių, kaip laboratorijoje reikia pritaikyti tą teoriją.
Instead of doing the experiment in a test tube,
vietoj to, kad daryti eksperimentą testo,
you do the experiment on your own consciousness.
Reikia daryti eksperimentą su savo pačių sąmonė.
In other words, you can actually liberate your consciousness from identification with the body.
Paprastai kalbant, kad galima kiekvienas pats savo išvaduoti savo sąmonę iš.
You can actually realize practically realize your eternal, all-knowing, all-blissful nature. It's not a question of blind faith. Just like if I tell you, this is the best ice cream in the world. You say, well, I don't know. We have pretty good ice cream here in Kaunas. You're telling me you have better ice cream than this, our ice cream here in Kaunas? I say, yeah, it's much better than the Kaunas ice cream. Well, how will you know? How will you know if it's better than your Kaunas ice cream? It's very simple, isn't it? All you have to do is taste it, right? So, the bona fide spiritual master gives the sincere student the opportunity to taste that higher state of consciousness. And compare it with the ordinary, you know, Monday morning, go to work state of consciousness. And see what the difference is. In other words, in this science, there's no question of blind faith. By following the instructions given by the spiritual master, you experience a higher enlightened state of consciousness, which you can compare with your normal state of consciousness and see which one you like better. If you like your normal state of consciousness better, then you can keep it. And if you like the enlightened state of consciousness better, then you can learn from the spiritual master how to always remain 24 hours a day in that enlightened state of consciousness. Some people say, you know, when I meditate, I go into a wonderful state of consciousness. But how long can you sit and meditate? You have to pay your bills. You have to go to the grocery store. You have to go to the toilet. You just can't sit and meditate 24 hours a day. But this technique that my spiritual master taught me, it's called Bhakti Yoga. This meditational technique is so powerful that you can do it 24 hours a day. You can do it at home. You can do it when you're in the bus. You can do it when you're driving the car. You can even do it when you're giving a lecture to 150 people. Sounded like a lion. So, this is what we're teaching you. It is a practical technique, which is done in the Bhakti Yoga science. And that technique is called mantra. Mantra is a Sanskrit word. Man means mind. And tra means deliver. So a mantra is that which delivers the mind from the false identification with matter. And allows the self to be fully absorbed in the original natural identity, its natural original identity. You may have heard the mantra Om. There are many different mantras. There is an ancient Vedic scripture called the Kali Santarana Upanishad. In this great scripture, it is stated that of all the mantras that are available to liberate your consciousness, there is no mantra more powerful and effective than this mantra. So I'm going to give you tonight the most powerful, effective mantra that exists in the universe. But before I do that, I want to explain something. There are some gurus or people who call themselves gurus who charge money for the mantras. If someone wants to charge you money for a mantra, you can know that they're cheating. Because one is not meant to make a business out of this distributing mantra. Mantra is freely given out of love. So out of love tonight I will give you this mantra. And what I'll do is teach it to you so you can all say the mantra. Everyone can repeat after me. It has 16 words, so we'll break it down by repetition, then you will learn the mantra. So you can repeat after me. We'll start with one word at a time, and then two words at a time, and then four words at a time, and then in this way we'll build up till you can say the whole mantra. Is it printed on their sheet? Is the mantra printed on their sheet? Oh, the mantra is already there.
Yes.
But anyway, even without the sheet, you can learn just by hearing. So everybody repeat after me. Hare.
Hare.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Hare.
Hare.
Krishna.
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 Hare.
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 Rama.
Rama.
Hare.
Hare.
Rama.
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 Hare.
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 That's very good. Now we'll go to two words. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
That's very good. Now we'll go to four words.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Some of you are a little shy, you don't want to say it. Don't be shy. Speak it out and you'll feel the bliss. Now we'll go to eight words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Okay, now we're going to graduate all the way to the full 16-word mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
That's very good. So now you know the mantra. If you will get up every morning, and first, after you take your morning bath, if you will chant this Hare Krishna mantra for a few minutes every day, begin your day with chanting the mantra. You will enter into a new enlightened state of consciousness. You'll be amazed after you chant for a few minutes. When you walk out your door and look at Countess, it won't look the same. You will see a new dimension existing. You will begin to see another dimension of which Kaunas is simply a manifestation. In other words, there is an ultimate source for all of existence. And through this mantra, you will connect with that source. Just like here, we have all these very nice lights in the ceiling here. Are they self-luminous, or is there a powerhouse which gives them their power? They are not self-luminous. They are connected to a powerhouse. So, if you chant this Hare Krishna mantra, the more you chant it, the more you will feel connected directly with the powerhouse which is empowering the entire universe. So you say, well, I don't believe it. Well, if you want to remain skeptical, you'll never experience it. But at least be open-minded enough to give it a try. Because I can guarantee you this, if you will do it every day faithfully on a regular daily basis, that I have to have my Hare Krishna mantra meditation every morning, you see. Then you'll begin to see it. It'll start to happen. You'll experience it yourself. How you are becoming more and more connected with the source of all existence. How you're becoming more and more connected with the world which is full of knowledge and full of bliss and eternal. So now that I've given you the formula of how to achieve unlimited happiness, it's up to you what you want to do with it. You can say, oh, that guy was just some nut, and completely ignore what I've told you. Or you can take very seriously what I've told you and understand this is not something I've made up. I've gotten this from the greatest spiritual master in the universe. You can take it seriously and give it and really try it, you see. If you will give it the benefit of the doubt and try it, I guarantee you will get the results. I absolutely guarantee each and every one of you will get the results if you try it seriously. So now it's up to you what you want to do. No one's going to force you. It's your own choice. So now I'd like to ask if anyone has any questions. How about you? Okay.
When chanting mantra, what one should accept and what should one avoid or reject? What is dangerous and what is favorable?
Well, there are certain things that will help you to go more deeply into the chant. There are certain bad habits that make it harder to get into the chanting. A vegetarian diet is recommended, for one thing. Because if you're committing violence on innocent animals, then it's difficult to transcend the material nature. We also recommend that you give up bad habits like smoking and drinking, because these things also make it hard to transcend the body. In other words, the more you can live a simple, clean life, you will find it much easier to do it.
Kitaip sakant, kuo labiau galite gyventi paprastesnį ir švaresnį gyvenimą, pamatysit, kad tai jums smarkiai padės.
We recommend giving up sexual promiscuity also.
Lygiai taip pat ir rekomenduojame užbaigti neleistiną seksą.
Because that will also make it more difficult to transcend the bodily concept.
Arba palaidą seksą, nes tai irgi sutrukdys pasiekti dvasinę sąmonę.
Any other questions?
Ar yra dar klausimų?
The soul is there, right? Mm-hmm.
And what about, now we have 6 billion people and once there was a million. So some souls didn't have bodies?
So, actually, there are souls in all varieties of living things.
Iš tikrųjų, siela yra ne vien žmogui, bet visose gerose būtybėse.
Someone may not understand his question, so you should give it.
Klausimas buvo toksai, kad jeigu žmogus, kiekviename žmogui yra siela ir dabar yra daug 6 milijardai žmonių, kažkada buvo 1 milijardai žmonių, ar tai reiškia, kad kai kurie žmonės neturi sielos?
Actually, the souls are there in every living thing.
Iš tikrųjų, sielos yra kiekvienam gyvoj būtybei.
Through the process of reincarnation, they can switch from plant to animal, from animal to human. Even germs, microbial germs have souls in them.
Ir būtent reinkarnacijos būdu gyvos esybės arba siela keičia kūnus iš mikrobo į aukštesnį ir panašiai. Net ir mikrobai turi sielą.
So it's the, you know, there can be 6 billion on the microbial level, you could have 6 billion souls in this room. Easily.
Žiūrint bakterijų lygį, šitam kambary gali būti 6 milijardai jau gyvų būtybių.
So, you know, having more souls in the human form is not difficult for nature to pull off.
Ir gamtai visiškai nėra sunku tai padaryti, kad žmonių atsirastų vis daugiau vėliau.
If we have a higher proportion of souls in the human form now, it's just, it means that more people, that more souls have the opportunity to become spiritually enlightened.
Jeigu dabar yra daugiau žmonių pasaulyje, tai reiškia, kad daugiau sielų turi šansą pasiekti dvasinį prašviesėjimą.
Because the human form of life is a special opportunity where one can get out of the cycle of birth and death.
Nes būtent žmogaus kūnas yra ta galimybė, kurios dėka žmogus gali išsivaduoti iš to gyvimo ir mirčių rato.
So, if there is an increase of the human population, that's a very good opportunity.
Ir todėl, jeigu yra padidėjus žmonių populiacija, tai labai gera proga jam.
We're afraid of overpopulation, but actually, if the whole human society becomes spiritually enlightened, there will be no overpopulation problem.
Mes kartais baiminamės per didelio žmonių kiekio, bet iš tikrųjų, jeigu visi taptų dvasiškai apsišvietę, tai nebūtų jokios problemos tame.
I just traveled today from Riga and I could see there's so much open land with nobody on it.
Šiandien iš Rygos keliavau ir mačiau, yra daug laisvos žemės, kurioje niekas nevyksta.
We crowd together in these big cities and we say, oh, it's so crowded on this planet.
Mes susigrūdami iš tuos miestus ir sakom, nėra vietos šitam pasaulyje.
But actually, there's tons of open spaces sitting there and not being used.
Bet iš tikrųjų yra daugybė tuščios vietos, paprasčiausiai nepanaudojamos.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Is this way the only way to liberate the soul? Or there are other ways, because there are so many religions?
Yes. Actually, there is one simple principle of liberation.
Iš tikrųjų, yra vienas principas, kad žmogus susivaduotų.
It is not the property of any one religion.
Tai iš tikrųjų, nėra jokios religijos nuosavybė tas principas.
And that simple principle of liberation is to develop pure love for God.
Ir tas principas paprastas. Yra išsiugdyti tyrą meilę Dievui.
That is the principle.
Toks yra principas.
Whether you're a Hindu, a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, or whatever you may be, it does not matter.
Ar būsit hinduistas, ar krikščionis, ar musulmonas, ar dar kažkas, čia nėra reikšmės jokios.
One simply has to develop their love for God.
Paprasčiausiai žmogus turi išsiugdyti savo meilę Dievui.
The word Krishna, which I gave you in the mantra, and the word Rama, these are both names for God.
Ir žodis Krishna ir Rama, tai yra abudu Dievo vardai.
So by, and Hare is the energy of God.
O Hare tai yra Dievo energija.
So by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, one will develop one's love for God, for Krishna.
Ir kartojant šitą mantrą, Hare Krishna mantrą, žmogus išsiugdys savo meilę.
So if someone wants to chant Allah, the name of Allah, or the name of Christ, or the name of Buddha, that's all right.
Ir jeigu žmogus nori kartot Allah'o vardą, Buddha's, Kristaus, tai tinka.
We have to see if they're developing pure love for God. That's the one true religion of the world, to develop pure love for God.
Turim žiūrėti, ar žmogus tai darydamas išsiugdo meilę Dievui. Tai yra religijos rodiklis, tai yra vienintelė religija.
Actually, the idea of many different religions is a man-made conception.
Iš tikrųjų, toks supratimas, kad yra daug religijų, tai yra paprasčiausiai žmogus sukurta klaidinga teorija.
God has given us only one pathway.
Dievas mums duoda tik vieną kelią.
And that is the pathway of loving Him.
That's kelias, labai paprastas, pamilti jį.
We want to divide it up. My religion, your religion, my religion's better than your religion. Ha 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 ha.
Ir mes norime išskirti. Yra mano religija, tavo religija, ir mano geresnė religija, ir juokiamės.
That's nothing more than false egotism. That's all it is.
Ir čia nieko daugiau nėra kaip netikras egoizmas.
The fact is that when someone becomes a true saint, it doesn't matter what their religion is. Saint is a saint is a saint. Whether they're a Christian saint or a Hindu saint or a Muslim saint or a Jewish saint, it doesn't matter. When someone becomes develops saintly qualities of pure love for God, they are a saint. That's all. So, by chanting Hare Krishna, you will become a saint. So, please chant Hare
Krishna.
Any other questions? Yes.
Sakykit, nu, šiais laikais daugelis žmonių skaito, kad, sakykime, bet kurie šventrašiai, kurie yra, reiškia, kad jie yra, nu, parašyti šiaip savo, kaip pasakojimas, gyvenimas yra skirai, reiškia, va. Tai jūs turėdami tokią didelę, reiškia, dvasinę praktiką, gal galėtumėte čia papasakoti, turiu vieną kokį kelis realius pavyzdžius, kaip iš tikrųjų, reiškia, dvasinė praktika keičia realiai žmogaus gyvenimą, kad žmonės negalvotų, kad tai yra, reiškia, vien... Nu, kad tai vien tik yra kažkokia kaip pasaka, reiškia, kad nurodymai tai yra kažkokie, reiškia, nerealūs, reiškia, kad materialus gyvenimas čia yra savo, o tie rankraščiai tai tokie kaip, nu, tik tais kaip filosofija, reiškia, jo.
Most people take all the scriptures just some mythology or some, like, nothing real, not real thing, and they think that there is material life and these scriptures are just like some philosophy, but not very practical thing. So can you give a few examples how this knowledge changed the life of people so that people could take it more seriously, that it's real?
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita,
Krishna Bhagavad Gita sako,
Vishaya vinivartante nirahara shidehina rasavar shangrishopyasya pradang vishva nivartate. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains. But experiencing a higher taste, he becomes fixed in consciousness. I can show you the example of thousands and thousands of people who have chanted Hare Krishna. And they have experienced a higher taste. And they have given up their past bad habits and now they chant Hare Krishna. Maybe there are some of them here tonight. Anyone who has had a transformation of their life by standing Hare Krishna, please stand up.
Ir prašau atsistokit kiekvienas, kurio gyvenimą pakeitė Hare Krishna mantra. Iš tikrųjų.
Oh, very good. See, there's so many people here. Their lives have been transformed by chanting Hare Krishna. Tiek
žmonių yes. Gyvenimas buvo pakeitė.
Yes. You see, it is real.
Tai yra realybė.
It's a real thing.
Tai yra realybė.
So if you all who are not chanting, if you will also chant, you will also feel the difference. Now we have a nice center here. Is the address on the pamphlet?
Ir jeigu skartosit, visi tai paliusite. Ar
yra
Okay. I'll be giving a lecture tomorrow morning and tomorrow evening also? Evening now? Okay, another public lecture tomorrow morning. But we have regular programs at this center, so if you start coming to this center, you will get all training on how to, you know, how to become perfect in the chant.
Ir kiekvienas galite lankytis paskaitose ir programuose ir išmokti, kaip pasiekti tobulumą šitoj srityje.
Any other questions?
Ar yra dar klausimų?
Is it just some theory and glorification, or you are actually doing some practical thing for other persons, other people, and are you reading this, how in English, Evangelia, in English?
Gospel.
In English, I don't know, Evangelia.
Gospel.
No?
Gospel.
Gospel. Gospel. Gospel.
Gospel?
Or are you reading this gospel?
My living?
Reading
gospel. Reading? Mm-hmm.
That's
my
question.
Am I reading the gospel?
Yes. Well, the question is, do you do something practical for other people and so on?
Yes, I have. You should see the letters I'm getting every day. Thousands of people all over the world are taking my training. Thousands of people are feeling liberated by the teachings I'm giving them.
Taip, internete aš turiu tokią programą, kur tūkstančiam žmonių kiekvieną dieną siunčiu laiškus. Ir jie išsivaduoja iš kalčių, jas gaudė.
I have a free e-course on the internet. I have over 8,000 people on my e-course.
Daugiau negu 8,000 žmonių dalyvauja mano elektroniniam.
And every day I receive the most wonderful letters, people saying how that their lives have become completely transformed. Now they are free from anxiety.
Ir aš gaunu kiekvieną dieną laiškus, kur žmonės dėkoja, kad jų gyvenimas visiškai pasikeitė ir išsivadavo iš kalčių.
You see, sometimes people go to a psychologist or psychiatrist because they want to get free from anxiety. But even after going to the psychiatrist, they're still in anxiety. But when people come to me and take my instructions, they can become completely free of anxiety. Thousands and thousands of people are being free from anxiety.
Bet kai žmonės kreipiasi į mane ir priema mano mokymus, tada jie gali visiškai įsivaduoti, iš tikrųjų įsivaduoti iš kančių. Tūkstančiai tai jau padarė.
Hundreds of thousands of people all over the world by chanting Hare Krishna become completely free of anxiety.
Ir šimtai tūkstančių žmonių kartodami šitą Hare Krishna visiškai įsivadavo iš kančių.
We have practical results. So many people who are addicted to taking drugs,
turime praktinius rezultatus. Žmonės,
they gave it up.
Buvo prisirišę prie narkotikų.
Even I knew someone who was a thief.
He
became a saintly man by chanting Hare Krishna. It's an interesting story. I'll tell you the story. He used to earn his living by robbing houses. So where's the Bhagavad Gita? Bring a Bhagavad Gita. You don't have any Gitas? Okay, so anyway, he was robbing the house. He snuck in through the window. He was looking for something to steal from the house. And then the owners, they pulled in the car in the driveway. So he knew, well, I think it's time to leave the house because the owners have returned. But he was thinking, well, I've come all this far, I've got to find something to steal, otherwise it wouldn't be worth the trip of coming into the house, you know. So he just reached out and grabbed something. And then he snuck out the window. When he got home, he found out it was a Hare Krishna scripture, the Bhagavad Gita. And he read the Bhagavad Gita and he became a saintly person. So we are turning thieves into saints. The government doesn't know how to do that. They have all the big prisons. They're trying to reform the prisoners. They don't know how to reform the people. We are doing the best service for the humanity. We can take a drug addict, we can take a thief and turn him into a saint. We are better than any welfare activity in the government. So there is no one doing as good as welfare work as we are doing. We are doing the best welfare work. So any other questions?
What is the main difference between Bhakti Yoga and Kriya Yoga?
Yeah.
Kriya Yoga is a stepping stone on the path to Bhakti.
Kriya Yoga, tai yra laiptelis link Bhakti.
When your Kriya becomes perfect, then you have attained Bhakti.
Ir kai jūs pasiekėte tobulumą Kriya Yoga, tada pasiekėte tik prieinate Bhakti.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Oh, all right, okay.
Dostoevsky. He says that foolish people are crazy people are gods, like fool persons.
Dummies
of God. Dummies of God.
God's dummies?
Yeah. A crazy, foolish person.
Yes, yeah, so what's the question?
So, could you comment that? How is that they call it like that?
Yeah, the whole world is full of fools right now. That's the thing. This world is called Fool's Paradise. Because everybody thinks I am the body. They've based a whole civilization on this false concept that I'm the body. So the entire world civilization is a fool's civilization. You got a question?
Do you tell all this knowledge only to persons who are interested in it? Or you also go to other persons who need that, but they do not want to accept that, like jails and so on?
Yeah, there's no sense trying to cram it down somebody's throat. There are too many people around the world who are eager to learn what I have to teach. Therefore, I focus my energy on them who are very eager to learn more and more from me about this science. Sometimes I give introductory lectures like this to see if there's anyone else out there who would like to learn this science. But I have not come here to impose anything on anybody here in this room. I simply wanted to let you know I am teaching a science of how you can become perfect in knowledge and happiness. And if you're looking for a teacher to guide you to realize this, I'm available. That's all. Is the e-course in the pamphlet? Okay. My email address or just the website? Yeah, my email address is there in the pamphlet. You can write me emails. Tell me you're at the lecture here tonight at the university. Just let me know where you, so I can relate who you were.
Ir lankstinukė, yra mano elektroninis adresas, galite parašyti ir paminėkite, kad buvot paskaitoj, kad aš žinočiau, kas man
rašė. I don't want to force anything on anybody.
Nenoriu niekam primest.
I just want to let you know I am teaching a science which will give you unlimited happiness and unlimited knowledge. If you're interested, it's available. If you're not, it was nice meeting you.
Ir aš tiesiog noriu jums duoti žinę, kad aš mokau mokslą, kuris gali padėti žmogui tad pilnai laimingo, jeigu jums įdomu, galite prisijungti prie mano mokymo. O jeigu ne, buvo malonu susitikti.
Any other questions?
Ar yra dar klausimų?
Yeah, my email address may not be in there, but it's very simple. SDA, like SDA at backtohome.com.
Galbūt tenai ir nerasite šito adreso, jis yra labai paprastas. Tai yra
SDA at backtohome.com.
Tai yra SDA@backtohome.com arba SDA backtohome.
.com. The ad is different in that language. Dot com.
Yeah. Elektroninio pašto adresas sda@backtohome.com.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
One person says that we are all general people are dependent upon leaders of the country. So maybe if possible you could also preach in that field.
Yes, bring your prime minister. I will enlighten him.
Taip, atveskite savo premjerą ministrą, kad apšviesti.
Or her, whatever. Yes, I always say bring the prime minister, bring Mr. Bush, I'll enlighten him. I used to live near him, and I used to live a few blocks away from Mr. Bush before he was the president. He was the governor of Texas where I was, and we were living a few blocks away from the governor's mansion. I would take my morning walk and he would go for his morning jog.
Aš kai ryte eidavau pasivaikščioti, visą laiką sutikdavau, jis keliaudavo vyriausybę į savo darbą Teksase.
But I never had the opportunity to enlighten him in Krishna consciousness.
Niekai neturėjau progos apšviesti jį apie Krishna sąmonės mokslą.
There's no doubt he really needs it.
Nėra bejonių, kad jam trūksta dėl.
So any other, I think our time is up. I can have one more question.
Ir vienas paskutinis klausimas, nes laikas į galą. Kas rimčiausias yra klausimo per rimčiausias?
Sakykit, ar yra kokybinis skirtumas, reiškia, kada yra, sakykim, žmogus, kuris skelbia Bhagavad Gita ir, sakykim, tarp dvasinių mokinių. Kada, sakykim, kada mokinys, reiškia, atsiduoda dvasiniam mokytojui, reiškia, malonė, ir kada, sakykim, jį mokina, pavyzdžiui, žmogus, kuris tik tais, reiškia, šiek tiek ten, reiškia, išmano. Ar yra kokybinis skirtumas tarp to mokymo, tarp kada moko dvasinis mokytas ir kada tik tai žmogus, kuris supranta filosofiškai Bhagavad Gita, reiškia? Ar kokybinis skirtumas yra? Ar to žinios transcendentinės?
Is there any quality difference between getting teachings from the spiritual master or getting teachings from some person who is learned in Bhagavad Gita?
Yes, if you get it, if you have it from someone who has actually realized the science, it has a lot more potency. And we have the most potent spiritual master who has written the books in the back. Hold the books up. Hold the books in the air so we can see them. Srimad Bhagavatam, we have the Prabhupada book. Everyone look in the back. See the Prabhupada book and the Bhagavatam?
Yeah.
Yes. You have any other books besides those? Yeah. We have many. You have a cookbook? There's a cookbook. There's the Prabhupada book, there's the Bhagavatam, there's so many books. Everyone should take a book home with them tonight. And if you want to get a special blessing, you can bring the book and I'll give you a special blessing in the book. You can bring the book up down to the front here when you after you purchase it. And I'll give you a special blessing in the book.
Kiekvienas, kas norite, galite įsigyti dabar tas knygas ir atnešti. Aš galiu pasirašysiu tas knygas ir parašysiu palaiminimą.
If nothing else, stop by the book table and they'll give you a nice little treat to eat. So everyone now will we'll adjourn now. Everyone can go back to the book table. When you get a book, bring it up here and I'll give you a special blessing in your book. So I thank you very much for your kind attention and your wonderful question.